Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, October 24th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of nonprofit news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
LiveStrong Foundation launches fundraising sweepstakes, offering support for cancer survivors and a chance to win a tropical getaway in Costa Rica. The LiveStrong Foundation, in partnership with Charity Ace, has launched a fundraising sweepstakes offering donors a chance to win a luxurious four-night stay in an oceanfront villa in Costa Rica. This campaign supports programs that improve the quality of life for individuals and families impacted by cancer, helping survivors thrive beyond diagnosis. The sweepstakes are open until December 29, 2025, with the holiday package including adventurous activities like whale watching and zip lining. With nearly 30 years of dedication to supporting cancer survivors, the LiveStrong Foundation aims to bridge gaps in the care system and empower individuals to lead healthy lives. Every donation supports life-saving services and drives change in cancer care. Enter today for a chance to win a tropical getaway and support a meaningful cause.
State Roundup. 500 state jobs eliminated. Rise in gambling problems accompany legal mobile sports betting. In Maryland, the Board of Public Works eliminated over 500 state jobs, saving an expected $27.4 million in fiscal 2026. Meanwhile, the legalization of online sports betting has led to a rise in disordered gambling behaviors, raising concerns among experts. State regulators are pushing utilities to speed up the transition to clean energy and electric vehicles. Additionally, auditors are calling for more accountability in health department oversight boards. The developer of Maryland's offshore wind farm warns that legal challenges could bankrupt the company. Maryland is set to distribute tap-and-go EBT cards to curb benefit theft. And a state senator's appointment as acting superintendent of the Maryland State Police has sparked controversy over a parody challenge coin.
YMCA of South Florida hosts 11th annual Veterans Day salute in partnership with the City of Weston. The YMCA of South Florida, in partnership with the City of Weston, will honor former and current military members during its 11th annual Veterans Day salute, presented by Milner Technologies. The event will feature keynote speaker Robert O'Neill, a legendary Navy SEAL known for his heroic contributions, including rescuing Captain Richard Phillips and bringing down Osama bin Laden. More than 500 community leaders and veterans are expected to attend the breakfast, where all veterans will receive a special gift. The Y has a long history of military connections and has provided over $860,000 in financial assistance to military members in the last 6 years. Various sponsors, including Fizion by Hotwire Communications and the City of Weston, are supporting the event. For more information, visit ymcasouthflorida.org, veterans-salute. Harford Community Action Agency receives major donation from Target Circle Community Giving Program. Harford Community Action Agency announced today that it has received nearly $3,000 from the Target Circle Community Giving Program, thanks to the support of local Target shoppers. The funds will directly support HCAA's mission to address food insecurity, housing stability, mediation services, and emergency assistance for Harford County residents. CEO Pamela Craig expressed gratitude for the community votes that helped secure the donation. The Target Circle program allows guests to earn votes with purchases and direct charitable giving to nonprofits. HCAA was selected as a featured nonprofit, receiving support from local shoppers over a three-month period. For more information about HCAA and its programs, visit their website at harfordcaa.org. Haven and Jeep Babes item collection and financial donation. The Jeep Babes Enthusiast Club Michigan chapter will be collecting items, including personal hygiene products and gift cards, to donate to Haven, Michigan's largest shelter for survivors of intimate partner violence and sexual assault. The collection will take place on Sunday, October 26, 2025, at Mug's Coffee and Grub in White Lake. Following the collection, a convoy of 50 Jeep Babes vehicles will deliver the donations and funds raised from their charity event to Haven headquarters in Pontiac. This initiative aims to support survivors and raise awareness during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. To learn more about Haven and the Jeep Babes Enthusiast Club Michigan chapter, visit their respective websites.
SNAP benefits uncertain. How BOCA Helping Hands will help plus help for federal workers. Amidst the federal government shutdown, SNAP benefits may expire on October 31st, leaving families in need. BOCA Helping Hands is stepping up to provide food, medical, and financial assistance to those affected. They are also offering pantry bags to local federal workers impacted by the shutdown. With 7,100 federal workers in Palm Beach County, the organization is urging the community to donate food to help fill the gap. Children, seniors, and veterans will be disproportionately impacted by potential SNAP cuts. BOCA Helping Hands assists nearly 35,000 people annually through various programs, including job training aimed at lifting individuals out of poverty. To donate food, contact Bill Harper at bill@bocahelpinghands.org or call 561-417-0913.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.